Appendix B, National Guard Legal Structure and Organization. This appendix describes legal support to the operational army within the Army National Guard. Overview. Legal support in the Army National Guard is primarily embedded in Army National Guard divisions and brigades and in the State Joint Forces Headquarters. Each state commands and controls its Army National Guard units. When these units are ordered to active duty or called into federal service and while in the United States, they fall under the command and control of the relevant United States Army Component Command. The command's SJA and subordinate command SJAs exercise technical supervision of these federalized National Guard judge advocates and paralegals. When Army National Guard units are assigned, attached, or under the operational control of other commands, the SJA of the gaining command exercises technical supervision over the assigned JAG Corps personnel. The National Guard Bureau, while not in the chain of command, serves as the channel of communication between the state National Guards and federal entities, and it formulates and administers programs to ensure the development and maintenance of Army National Guard units. With the exception of the selection and assignment of Regional and Senior Defense Council, each state selects, appoints, and assigns its officers, NCOs, and enlisted personnel. Regional and Senior Defense Council are selected through a nomination process originating in the state, then sent through the Chief Army National Guard TDS to the Chief TDS. Notwithstanding the state's broad appointment authority, TJAG authorizes appointments to the JAG Corps, and TJAG ensures that judge advocates in the Army National Guard are subject to the same training, educational standards, and supervision as other members of the JAG Corps. Each of the 50 states, the District of Columbia, Guam, Puerto Rico, and the Virgin Islands, has an adjutant general, commanding general in the District of Columbia, who is appointed or elected in the state of Vermont by competent authority and who serves as the commander of its Joint Forces Headquarters and who oversees the state's Army and Air National Guard units. The Adjutant General of each state selects a senior judge advocate of either the Air National Guard or Army National Guard to serve as the state judge advocate. Army National Guard units are structured like regular Army units. The major Army National Guard units are divisions, BCT, and supporting functional and multifunctional brigades. The mission of the OSJA in Army National Guard units is the same as that of an OSJA in its regular Army counterpart. Army National Guard BCTs are the principal reserve component ground combat maneuver forces of the Army. The brigade legal section of a BCT is modeled on and has the mission of the brigade legal section of a BCT in the regular Army. Members of the JAG Corps in the National Guard hold dual membership. They are members of the reserve component of the Army through the National Guard Bureau and members of the federally recognized militia of their state, the Army National Guard. Army National Guard judge advocates support the state mission and the state's federal mission. The state mission is to provide trained and disciplined forces for domestic emergencies or as otherwise required by the governor. The state's federal mission is to maintain properly trained, equipped, and disciplined units available for prompt mobilization. Army National Guard Trial Defense Service. The Army National Guard TDS consists of the Office of the Chief, which is Title 10, United States Code, personnel at the National Guard Bureau. The Full-Time Support, FTS program, which consists of Title 10, United States Code, Army National Guard United States personnel on orders throughout the United States, and Title 32, United States Code, personnel located throughout the United States, including the territories and District of Columbia. The Chief Army National Guard TDS is a senior judge advocate nominated by the National Guard Bureau and appointed by TJAG. The Chief Army National Guard TDS provides the technical supervision, management, direction, and legal defense training for all members of Army National Guard TDS while in Title 32 United States Code status consistent with professional responsibility and state ethics limitations. state adjutants general retain operational authority over their respective regional trial defense teams, RTDTs, and trial defense teams for non-TDS missions during state or national emergencies. The Chief Army National Guard TDS shall have staff officers and paralegals assigned as necessary. The Field Trial Defense Team, FTDT, provides trial defense services for state courts-martial, administrative boards, investigations, non-judicial punishment, or other adverse administrative actions. An FTDT consists of two trial defense counsels and one paralegal specialist. Trial defense counsels provide legal representation to National Guard members facing adverse action from the command. Representation which includes counseling clients and preparing actions for state courts-martial, administrative boards, investigations, non-judicial punishment, or other adverse administrative actions. The RTDTs provide the technical supervision, performance oversight, legal defense training, and management of assigned defense teams. The RTDT consists of a regional defense counsel, a deputy regional defense counsel, a paralegal NCO, and a paralegal soldier. The regional defense counsel, along with senior defense counsel, assigns cases, provides training and general supervision, and assists trial defense counsel in counseling clients and preparing actions for state courts-martial, administrative boards, investigations, non-judicial punishment, or other adverse administrative actions. The Senior Trial Defense Team, STDT, consists of a senior defense counsel, a trial defense counsel, and a paralegal NCO. The STDT provides oversight and assistance to the FTDTs, in addition to defense services for state courts-martial, administrative boards, investigations, non-judicial punishment, or other adverse administrative actions. When not mobilized, FTDTs, RTDTs, and STDTs are assigned to their respective states and perform their TDS mission under the technical supervision of the Chief TDS through the Chief Army National Guard TDS. Upon mobilization, FTDTs, RTDTs, and STDTs come under operational control of the TDS. The FTS program provides attorneys and paralegals to alleviate the administrative and time burdens on the Title 32 United States Code Army National Guard TDS personnel and support the Title 32 United States Code Army National Guard TDS force and regional defense councils. The FTS program provides case intake for Army National Guard TDS and provides limited scope of representation and defense services to Title 32 United States Code National Guard personnel when the corresponding Title 32 United States Code Army National Guard personnel are not in a duty status. Full-time support attorney. FTS attorneys provide initial client defense support, including initial rights warnings, initial representation, preliminary legal advice, coordination with the assigned regional defense counsel for case transfer to detailed defense counsel, and professional communication with appropriate state contacts and commander. The FTS attorneys also serve as staff officers for Army National Guard TDS with duties that include limited evaluation management, case management, and assistance with Army National Guard TDS operations, training, projects, and initiatives. Additionally, FTS attorneys may also be certified as defense investigators to assist with cases in their regions as needed. The FTS attorney will serve as the supervising attorney for the assigned regional full-time support paralegal. Full-time support paralegal. The FTS paralegal manages daily operations, including conducting client intake and interviews, prepares clients' legal proceedings, prepares draft personnel evaluations, maintains national personnel roster, updates in and out processing forms, tracks and processes awards, assists regional paralegals with the TDS case reporting system on JAG-CNET, and manages the request, distribution, updating, and accountability of regional automation equipment. The FTS paralegals also serve as action officers for all travelers in their region. They may also be certified as defense investigators to assist with cases in their region as needed. Defense Investigator Program. Defense investigators assist detailed TDS attorneys by conducting a thorough, detailed analysis of the evidence produced by the government and the discovery of evidence through independent investigation. Defense investigators serve under the supervision of detailed military counsel, and their primary responsibilities are to review and analyze cases based on discovery provided by the government, to visit relevant physical locations, to collect background information on alleged victims, witnesses, and TDS clients, to locate and interview witnesses, and to provide testimony and evidence at hearings, boards, and trials. Army National Guard Judiciary. While in state status, an Army National Guard military judge may, when authorized by applicable state law, preside over courts-martial convened under state law. When federalized, an Army National Guard military judge, trained and certified by TJAG, will be assigned to the Army Trial Judiciary and may conduct judicial duties as assigned by the Chief Trial Judge.